He sees you.
The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word. Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We're going to continue a series we started last week about hope from Hebrews chapter 6. And I would encourage you, if possible, to go and grab a Bible, sit down with us, and join us as we consider His Word today. Hebrews chapter 6. Quickly, I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We send out many of these every week. There are several ways that you can receive them, and you know, this is just a way that we can tell that we know that you're listening to our program, and a way that you can encourage us as well. The little prayer journals are absolutely free. They don't cost you anything. And listen, I'm going to make you this promise, and I say this often. We're not going to put you on some mailing list. We're not going to add you to an email list. We're not going to flood your mailbox full of requests for money. We just don't do that. It's a simple transaction. You contact us. We'll send you the prayer journal. You can pray for us, and that's it. Continue listening to the program. So you can get the prayer journals, first of all, at the website. It's at considerhisword.org. There's a link near the top that says Contact Us. And so if you'll send us a note, tell us where you're hearing the program today, and send us an address, we'll send you one of these little prayer journals. Secondly, as many more and more we're getting emails, you can email us at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And again, include where you hear the broadcast and send us an address. And then finally, as many do, you can simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40. The city is Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And of course, if you didn't get that address, you can get it at the website. We have it posted there as well if you'd like to write to us. So we're continuing about hope. We began with Hebrews 6. I want to read it all again. And it's important that we read all of this so that we lay the groundwork and you kind of get the background. And we're really headed for the last few verses of this passage. But the word hope is scattered all the way in through here. And I want you to see that. We've been talking about hope and how much people need hope today. Where does that hope come from? And where do we place that hope? So many, I see, and especially among the young people, it seems like they have no sense of hope for anything. No sense of hope for their future. No sense of hope for relationships. No sense of hope for their life, for a career, for anything. It seems like more and more they just sit in front of the video games or scroll through their devices, whatever it is, and it's getting worse and worse all the time, and I'm afraid it's going to affect our nation in a very negative way. And so we've got to find some place where we can put our hope. I mentioned before from Psalm 42:5, where the psalmist said, "Why art thou cast down, my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Hope thou in God. That's where our hope needs to be, is in the Lord, and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read our text. Okay, so this is from Hebrews chapter 6. I'm going to start reading at verse 9, and we're going to read all the way down through about verse 20. He said, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name. And you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of faith, hope unto the end. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained a promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them of the end of all an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show that the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Now, last week, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time rehashing last week, you could actually go and hear that program and hear that first part of the message at the website, again, considerhisword.org. Well, we see here, first of all, an assurance of hope. He had encouraged them that they had a ministry of love, that they were being faithful in that ministry and serving the Lord. He said, God is not unrighteous to forget. God's not going to forget your work and labor of love, which you've showed toward his name. And that you have ministered to the saints and do ministry. You're doing a great work, and you're doing it. But he said, I desire every one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. A full assurance of hope. And that full assurance of hope we saw came from two places. It came from faith. It's in verse 12. Be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherited the promises. Faith and patience. Trusting God. And patience here is not just the word of waiting and waiting and waiting like you might do in a doctor's office. The word patience here has to do with endurance, of staying with it, of enduring through. And notice he said that we do this unto the end. Back in verse 11, you'd have a full assurance of hope unto the end. That full assurance of hope is going to come by doing the work, by trusting God, and by just keeping at it, having that endurance. Then I want you to notice that God had set before us this hope. We see that down in verse 18. Now, I realize I'm skipping quite a few verses, but we're going to come back to those. He said, by two immutable things in which it's impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. A hope that was set before us. I think this hope he is talking about is the illustration of Abraham. You see, that hope, by the way, first of all, was established by the Lord. That was back in verse 10 and verse 11, that full assurance of hope to the end. And he begins to give us an example in Abraham and how that Abraham set us this example of faith. And he reminded us that it was God who did this. He set before us this example of hope. A hope that was promised to Abraham. Now he said, you know, and I don't want to skip this. He said that by two immutable things in which it's impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge. We have a strong consolation. That means a strong comfort in the Lord. It's actually the same word we get for the Holy Spirit, the comforter that comes alongside. And so God's going to be there with us, and God will not break his promises. God has never broken a promise. And so God had promised to Abraham. Now we're going to back up just a little bit, back up into verse 12 and so on, where God had promised Abraham. It picks up in verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, he could swear no by greater, he swore by himself, saying, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, by the way, notice there it is again, he patiently endured, trusting God all the time, he obtained the promise. You see, there's the hope that we have in him, the hope that is set before us, this example now of Abraham that trusted God. God gave him a hope. Now, that promise to Abraham goes all the way back into Genesis chapter 12. Let's go back and look at it real quick. Genesis chapter 12, right at the beginning of the chapter, where God came to Abraham. Let me read it a little bit. It was from Genesis 12, beginning at verse 1. Now, the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, to a land that I'll show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Did God keep that promise? Absolutely he did. He kept that promise to Abraham. He blessed Abraham. He increased Abraham's house. And God kept that promise. And in fact, where it says all the families of the earth be blessed, you realize that's us even today, that we are blessed in the coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was that blessing. And you and your family are blessed today because back in Genesis 12, God had promised it to Abraham, and God kept that promise. And God will keep his promises to you as well. His promise of his presence, that he is with us. The promises we have of salvation, that if you will trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would have eternal life. And he said, never perish. It's a hope that we have in Jesus. Now remember, we go back to Hebrews now. God, who cannot lie, made this promise, saying, surely, he kind of repeats it in verse 14. I'm back in Hebrews 6 now, saying, surely I'll bless thee and multiply, and in multiplying I will multiply thee. And God did that. He said, verse 15, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. You see, Abraham had hope in that promise all along. And God showed him that promise. Let me go ahead and read the next couple of verses. For men verily swear by the greater, an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel confirmed it by an oath. That immutability means that God does not change. When God makes the promise, he keeps the promise. And God kept his promise to Abraham. Abraham, by the way, remember those two things. Abraham was faithful. Abraham believed God. And Abraham endured. He stayed with it and just kept trusting the Lord. Our time is gone for the day. We'll keep on next week. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.